You are listening to ITEMU News, a production of the Texas A&M International University Office of Public Relations, Marketing and Information Services. My name is Melissa Barrientos-Whitfield, Communications and Social Media Specialist. Today is Friday, September 2nd. The fall semester started last week, and today is the last day for late registration with fees assessed. Find the complete schedule, catalog, and additional registration information at schedule.tamu.edu. The Office of the University Registrars closes today at 5 p.m. Take your children to see Disney Pixar's A Bug's Life at the TAMU Lamar Brini Vergara Planetarium Family Movie Day, Saturday, September 3rd. Show times are at noon, 2, 4, 6, and 8 p.m. Tickets are $3, and the snack bar will be open with goodies as low as $1. The ticket booth opens at 11 a.m. Also, the LBV Planetarium changed its hours of operation to better accommodate guests. The LBV Planetarium will be open to the public Saturdays starting at 4 p.m. with a $3 matinee show. Other shows will run at 5, 6, and 7 p.m. Saturdays. General admission is $5 for adults and $4 for children. The planetarium will be closed Fridays. For descriptions of shows and upcoming schedule, visit tamu.edu/planetarium or call 956-326-DOME. Relax and be centered at the end of a hectic day while building your core strength and flexibility with yoga. TAMU's Dr. Mukherjee will teach a yoga class as part of the TAMU Center for the Fine and Performing Arts program. The class is open to the community, designed for ages teen to adult, and is offered at a gentle pace. Dr. Mukherjee, TAMU Associate Professor of Marketing, has been a yoga practitioner all her life. The class will meet every Wednesday starting September 7th from 7 to 8 p.m. in Studio 123 of the Center for the Fine and Performing Arts. Cost is $45 per month. Please dress in comfortable, loose-fitting clothing and take a yoga mat. For more information on the yoga class, please contact Dr. Mukherjee at jyo@tamu.edu. And for additional information on registration, please call Beattie Leindecker, Chair of the Department of Fine and Performing Arts and Assistant Professor of Dance at 956-326-2649 or email bleindecker@tamu.edu. Humanities Texas awarded TAMU a mini-grant of $1,500 in support of its Reading the Globe program. Now in its fourth year, Reading the Globe is the university's common reading program, which includes all freshmen, faculty, and staff. This year's book selection is Santiago's Children by Steve Reifenberg. The book tells the story of the author's time working at an orphanage in Santiago, Chile. It was also chosen by the Laredo Public Library for its One City, One Book project. The author will visit TAMU and Laredo October 7th to talk about his book and life in Chile since the overthrow of President Allende. Throughout the semester, students will extensively discuss the book in classes, engage in writing and special projects. Students will have an opportunity to enter into a competitive essay contest on the experience, and 15 will be chosen to travel to Chile over the winter break. In the past, TAMU Reading the Globe students have traveled to Poland, Ghana, and Cambodia. Humanities Texas is the state affiliate of the National Endowment for the Humanities. For more information on Reading the Globe, please call Haley Kazin at 956-326-2805, email hkazin@tamu.edu, or visit tamu.edu/spotlight. For more information on Humanities Texas, go to humanitiestexas.org. For more information on any of these stories, please visit tamu.edu. And for a calendar of upcoming events, please visit tamu.edu/calendar.